This is really in response to the seismic changes since the pandemic in travel habits of passengers. You know, people are working from home, hybrid working appears to be here to stay, and we've had to make changes to our timetable to reflect how passengers are travelling with us today.
So does this mean less trains, Scott, or just trains running at different times?
It's broadly the same amount of trains. There's five less trains in this timetable than the current one, so it's broadly the same size, but it is shaped very differently. It is, you know, broadly the same size, but very, very different in the way it's structured. It will be simpler and more reliable for customers, delivering better performance. But it's also key that we have a simpler structure so that we can adapt services as changes to passenger demand happen, because changes are happening. They're not all at the same time of day on the same pattern on each line of route. So we need a flexible timetable to be able to adapt in the future.
So can you tell us a bit about some of these simplifications? What will passengers notice as of Sunday?
So there are some new services. So we have seen demand come back in some areas. So there are new train services introduced between Beckenham Junction and Blackfriars. There's a new service from Maidstone East into Charing Cross that gets to London Bridge in under an hour. As well as these new services, this simpler operation will reduce the congestion we have at bottlenecks by about two thirds. Places like Lewisham and Tunbridge see huge interactions between trains, which makes it really complicated, which sees the transfer or ripple effect of delay from one route onto another, but it also snowballs that delay when there is disruption.
And as far as we mentioned there about people doing a lot of hybrid working, perhaps not needing to get on a train as earlier in the day as they perhaps used to before the pandemic, does that mean services are starting at different times or not really?
So my advice would be for passengers to absolutely check their own individual journeys, because there will be some that are at the same time, there will be some that will be at different times, so it's not the same message for everyone. What I would say though is we are also bringing in, we're removing first class on our network. One of the seismic changes we've seen is at the time the decision was made, we only had 28 annual season ticket holders for first class. So we've removed that from December, making over 4 million seats per year available to everyone.
I was going to say, does that mean that trains are still the same length, but obviously anyone can sit in all of the carriages?
So everyone will be able to sit in all of the carriages. There will be some changes to train lengths on this timetable, as there is in every timetable, because we always monitor how people are travelling across our network. And obviously we've seen some big changes with the opening of the Elizabeth line, as an example. It's made a big change to how customers choose to travel.